It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
An emotional Wendy Williams revealed on her show that she's been living at a sober house to deal with ongoing drug problems.
For some time now, I have been living in a sober house. And you know, I've had a struggle with cocaine in my past, and I never went to a place to get the treatment. I don't know how, except God was sitting on my shoulder and I just stopped. Nobody knew, because I look so glamorous out here.
She also kind of talked about her daily routine.
After I finish my appointments, I am driven by my 24-hour sober coach back to a home that I live in here in the tri-state with a bunch of smelly boys who've become my family. Doors locked by 10 p.m. Lights out by 10 p.m. So I go to my room and I stare at the ceiling and I think to wake up to come back here to see you. So that is my truth.
Rodgers and Hammerstein earns 90% of songwriter royalties from Ariana Grande's song Seven Rings. In the song, Grande sings about lashes, diamonds, and ATM machines, taking her own twist on their song From the Sound of Music, My Favorite Things. Rodgers and Hammerstein are just two of the 10 people credited on the song, but since the two have passed on, the money goes to Concord, which is the music company that owns them and their catalog. So she is really not making any money off this song.
So I guess she just did it to have, like, maybe the overall, like, good job of her. I can't even talk today. Like, for her CD to do well, but you're right. There's no money being made for her off of the sales of that single.
Which is interesting. I also saw yesterday she posted her tour just started, and I saw she posted photos of, like, you know, the venues all set up and everything, and she's got a table set up for people to get registered to vote.
Which I think is cool. I mean, at least bringing it the awareness to people to vote, but at the same time, it's like, if you're not aware, I don't know. I'm like kind of like tossing and turning on that one.
I think that Taylor Swift will be doing the same thing when after her new album comes out and she launches a tour for 2020. Guarantee she's going to have stuff. Well, actually, if it's already 2020, then it'll probably be too late. I don't know how long, because, you know, I've been registered to vote since I was 18, so now I don't remember the process of how long it takes for all that to go through.
I was voting when I was 12. Just snuck in there, push buttons.
Speaking of voting, many Americans say Saturday Night Live has become too political. The poll found that 39% agreed with the statement that the series has gotten too political, while 30% disagree. Shocker, 60% of Democrats said that they don't mind the political leaning of SNL. Well, no crap.
Did you talk about on Monday or Tuesday about, is it like Trump threatening he was going to do something with SNL?
No.
If they keep on making fun of him, what a baby. I don't like it when it gets too political, but it's like everybody gets so butthurt. Who cares? Just be funny. Bring back Chris Farley. Can we revive him?
60% of Democrats said that they don't mind the political leaning of SNL, but 52% of Republicans don't like it when the sketch comedy takes on politics. Gucci Mane's ex, Sheena Evans, wants the rapper put behind bars for not paying her legal fees in their child support case. According to her, Gucci Mane has failed to pay over, almost $2,500 that was meant to cover the cost of her lawyer after the court ordered him to do so. She's requested that Gucci Mane pay $20,000 a month in child support instead of the only $2,000 a month that he was originally ordered to pay back in 2011.
Oh, you're slipping, Gucci.
Man, that went up quite a bit,
no
huh?
No kidding. That's what happens. Just pay it on time.
From $2,000 to $20,000.
Ugh, that hurts me.
And the new trailer for Toy Story 4 has been released, and it will tug at your heartstrings. In this new adventure, Woody reunites with Bo Peep after chasing after Bonnie's new toy, Forky, a spork who doesn't believe he's a toy and jumps out of the RV window as the family heads out on a family trip.
Everyone, Bonnie made a friend in class.
She's already making friends.
No, she literally made a new friend. I want you to meet Forky.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
He's a spork.
Yes, yeah, I know.
I loved watching that trailer.
The tagline for the movie takes on the theme of on the road of life. There are old friends, new friends, and stories that change you. The movie is out on June 21st with Keanu Reeves in a secret role. That is the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, get your head thinking, because I need to have a good answer from you at 833-JOE-ALEX. What Sesame Street character would you like to be stuck with if you were on a deserted island? It could be any one of them. This thing has been going crazy on Twitter the past couple of days. We have been thinking about it. We've got our answers. We'll share those with you next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.